Commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prus. If you want to call in today, we are at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Just me in the studio today. I'm leaving Fairbanks for a week starting on Monday, so I wanted to have this an open line Monday, whatever you want to talk about. I try and do this once, if not twice a month, and see what's out there, see what's on your mind, see where we're at, see how Fairbanks is doing. And if you want to call in again, we're at 907-458-8255. It's fall. We are going into fall now. Mid-August. It's a beautiful time of the year. It's one of my favorites, between August 15th and, say, October 10th. It starts changing, a little bit cooler, more smells, different time frames for sunlight, warm during the day, cool in the evening, to getting colder, to getting cooler in the day and colder in the evening. Fall. What are you doing with your garden? What are you doing with your yards? I've got a lot of herbs to process over the next few days. Oh boy. And that's the sad part about it. You know, you're growing these things, you're picking them fresh for what you're gonna go cook, and now you gotta pick them and dry them out and use them over the winter. My neighbor, he's harvesting his carrots, his roots and stuff like that. He's also got these corn stalks that are about right now about, I'd say, 8 feet to 10 to 9 feet high. He is telling me that if he gets moderate to good weather through the middle of September, he'll actually have ears of corn grown here in Fairbanks, Alaska. So I just looked at him and said, you know, whenever I need my fresh vegetables, I go to the farmer's market. That's where I go. And you got about another month of the farmer's market. It's on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and very popular. And this is where you're going to start getting your bulk of your carrots, your potatoes, things like that. Things that are a lot of fun. You've been waiting all summer for, and boom, gardens are at maximum production right now. That mid-August, you know, 1st of August, it starts producing. Mid-August, bam, through the end of August. Hopefully you don't get a frost. That's a bad word. Sorry for bringing it up. Hopefully we don't get a frost that comes in and takes out some of our garden. But let's hope not. Schools. Schools are coming back in session. Moms, you dads, the question is, when your kid is in school and they have to call, do they call the house? Do they call the mom's cell phone or do they call the dad's cell phone? And who has a house phone now anyway? I don't. It's been 20 years since I've had a house phone number. And that's all cell phone with me. An office phone. I still have an office phone. Two lines there. But who are they going to call? Mom or dad? That's the question. But school starts up. Education starts the next year, the next cycle. It's going again. That's one thing about Fairbanks, our education system. whatever you want, however you want to educate your child in Fairbanks, you can do it for whatever level you want. You want the public school, you can, you know, put them on the bus. You want the charter school, go apply to get into that. You want the magnet school. I was never a candidate for that, but we have that. You want the private non-denomination school. We have that. You want the private denomination school. You have that. You want homeschool. What type of homeschool? Do you want a Fairbanks North Star Borough or a different chartered homeschool for your education? You have Effie Corcoran. You have Hutchison Career Centers. You have every type of education here in Fairbanks. And the only thing that stops a person from being successful in school is trying, doing the work. I did not like school. I did the work, got through it. Boy, that was not fun. It seemed like when I went to, let's say, elementary, junior high, and high school, the ladies, the girls, they like school. Socialization is back. Us boys, us kids, us guys, oh, man, here we go. Summer's over. We got to go to school. Got to get up. Got to go through the process. But school's back in session. It's if you know anyone who wants to be a bus driver, they start at $26 an hour, highest in the state, as per April Smith yesterday in the studio here. The only thing you have to do really is pass a drug test, and they'll get you the commercial driver's license and everything. They'll bring you through the program, get you started, a good career. So if you're looking at wanting to do something like that, you can do that. Become a commercial driver, and they'll train you and pay you. And of course, you know, you got tests to take, things to learn. But all careers take that. All careers take discipline. What are you going to do? How are you going to do it? Are you going to mail it in, or are you going to get through it and do it? Successful people do things they don't want to do when they don't want to do it. Hey, you know, you don't want to have to get up at 7 a.m. and go to class. Well, guess what? You got to get up at 7 a.m., go to class. Didn't want to do it, but you want to be successful, you got to do it. Simple as that. So it gets interesting, that's for sure. So Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fish on! The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you proudly by Frontier Outfitters. Drop in for a visit to their extensive fishing department. From rods to reels, lures to lines, you'll see fresh and saltwater as well as fly fishing tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Stock up on supplies for your Alaskan-sized summer of fun. Coolers to camping gear, Frontier Outfitters is your first stop to making your next outdoor adventure a success. Your store for the outdoors, Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
This is Barrett McCombie with an update on fishing in Valdez. The fish that came in for the Valdez Women's Silver Salmon Derby were sizable, none of them big enough to knock the overall leaders off the board. LaVon Basinger of Fairbanks is currently in first place with a 14.54-pound silver she caught on August 4th. David Kaios of Toke is currently in second place with an 11.76-pound silver he caught on July 30th. And Jen Saxum of Valdez is holding on to third place with an 11.34-pound silver salmon he caught on July 29th. In the Valdez Halibut Derby, Jim Jack of Lacey, Washington is leading and stands to win the $10,000 first place prize if his fish holds on through the end of the derby September 3rd. Last year, Jeremy Smith of North Pole, Alaska won the grand prize with the smallest fish on record in the Halibut Derby, a 170-pound fish. Troy Dolge of Copper Center is currently in second place with a 203-pound halibut he caught on June 4th, and Maren Rustman of Earhart, Minnesota is currently in third place with a 195.4-pound halibut. With thousands of pink carcasses in Prince William Sound, halibut fishing can be good in many of the inside bays. Alaska Department of Fish and Game suggests fishing at the entrances of bays around Knight and Perry Islands. To see more information on the Valdez Fish Derbies and overall leaders, plus information on the 2023 Valdez Women's Derby, visit ValdezFishDerbies.com.
Be sure to stop into the Valdez Prospectors' new location on Egan Drive, right across from the museum, for everything you need for fishing in Prince William Sound. Licenses, bait, derby tickets, and the best selection of lures and tackle to help you catch the derby winner. Stop into the Valdez Prospector on Egan Drive for everything for your fishing adventures.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with isolated thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 71. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 50. Daytime highs approaching 61 tomorrow. Overcast. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday and Saturday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, it is fall out there, just starting, sadly. And with that, road construction, they start trying to wind that up. Boy, yesterday, what a day in the studio here with April. You know, it was a day of days with the compactor with the vibration unit on it. Oh, my goodness. we could read the levels of compaction on the equipment that we have in here, the recording equipment. You could just see it because it was so loud and shaking in here. So, but we got through it. So has anyone been through the new airport Steese Richardson Highway intersection? If you have, give us a call, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I've not been through that yet. And I've heard some people say, oh, it was easy, and other people saying, oh, my goodness, are they out of their minds? But let's hear what you have to say if you've been through there and you want to contribute. Our Fifth Avenue there, in some areas, they're putting their final layer of asphalt down over the next few days. So that is wrapping up. It's been started in May, ending in late August. Hopefully soon, you know, it's from Noble Street to Barnett Street. Big project. Water and sewer included in it, going into a different building. So it tied up a lot of things and put in really nice sidewalks, really nice sidewalks on both sides of the street. So getting that done, my goodness. But we have three seasons: winter, construction, and political season. And you have right now a temporary restraining order, we will call it. In about 2 weeks, right after Memorial Day, Labor Day, right after Labor Day, that's where you start getting all the political ads. Now, we don't have any state races or federal national races, but you're going to have local races. So it's going to be, you're going to hear it, not as big as budgets. You know, they go from $5 to $20,000 versus $80 to $3 million. So won't be as bad, and it's all local. I encourage you to vote that first Tuesday in October. If you live in Fairbanks, you get to vote for two city council members, three school board members, and three borough assembly members. If you don't live in the city limits, in city of North Pole, you get two or three city council members plus everyone that I just mentioned. If you live in the Fairbanks North Star Borough, you get three school board members and three borough assembly members. So quite a definition of differences there too. So, but make up your own mind. Listen to what they say. See where the debates are. See what they have to say. Questions and answers. See what they've done in the past. See how they are. Are they going to be part of the machine, or are they going to do something? Hopefully everyone wants to do something. So, but anyway, that's fall, every fall. And then the outdoors. My goodness, there's nothing like the change of seasons that fall gives you. The leaves start changing. You're going to see that first yellow leaf out there. I've already seen the first cranes out at Kramer's Field. Haven't seen the flock of geese yet, but I've seen the cranes starting to come through. Not the big, big flocks that you're going to see at the end of the month, but they're starting to come through. They've dug up everything out there. They've taken the seeds that they throw out there, and they've plowed them under. So now they're ready for the geese, cranes, migratory waterfowl to come back through. And so get your cameras out. Get ready. It's that time of year. Walk Kramer's Field. Now, in the fall, about August 10th, Upland Game Birds opens up, which is grouse, a few other things. Sheep season opens up. Some areas of caribou, they're open up now. So people start going out to the gun range, sight in their guns. I do that. I'm going sheep hunting, so I'm out at the range 2 to 3 times a week, just making sure I can do what I can do in case I am fortunate enough to put on a stock on a sheep. And so doing that, but also we're all getting back in shape. So I did my trifecta this Saturday and this Sunday. And on Sunday, I blew a tire. I pulled a hamstring. Is on. I got some new hunting boots, so I'm breaking them in. And I did the downtown walk, which is about 1.5 miles, which is okay. I did the Birch Hill walk, which is 2 miles. And then I go down on the way down to Birch Hill, I go to Kramer's Field. And I'm doing the Kramer's Field, and I pulled a hamstring. And boy, so you're saying to yourself, okay, I'm going sheep hunting in 2.5 weeks. So I got to get this thing repaired fast. And so went out and found some Bengay. Then I found some Atomic Balm. And then I found these patches that you put on. And so this morning I did the 1.5 mile walk with the dog. Haven't put the hunting boots back on yet, but just about fully recovered from the hamstring. But I have a new superpower. Yes, I have a new superpower. My new superpower is this: I can smell menthol. I can smell it on my body still. And now I'm on the patches, and the patch has the smell of menthol in it. So, hey, at least I'm out there doing it. 63 years old, and what the heck, might as well go climb up mountains for a week and see what I can drag down a mountain. But it gives you a goal. It gives you a goal. Get me back in shape, enjoying it. Going out with a friend of mine who I've known since I was about 6, 7 years old. The first time we went sheep hunting was 42 years ago together. Now ponder that. That's how long we've been doing this. This was before I graduated from college. We've been doing this. And so you sort of reflect we enjoy doing it. We could go get boats and go do that. But no, we get to put a backpack on with everything we're going to live off for a week, and we go sheep hunting. We climb up mountains, and we glass, and we scope, and you look, and you mainly see ewes and lambs, and then all of a sudden, oh, there's a ram. Is it legal, first of all? You have to make that determination. And then if it does appear to be legal from your spotting scope, a couple miles away, how do you stalk it? How do you go through and do that? So anyway, we're going to be doing that again. Can't wait. But also, our Memorial Day is coming up. People out of Harding Lake, what do you got? 2 weekends left before you put away your cabin? Are we going to take a phone call? Good morning. You're on Cafe Hour Radio, and your name is?
Good morning. It's Al.
Al, what you doing?
Well, you were kind of slow there, so I thought I'd help you out.
Throwing me a lifeline, eh?
A few days ago, you had Jimmy Cash on there, and you guys were talking. And you got onto the Board of Equalization, I think it was.
Okay.
And he rattled off a few people or occupations that review those applications or requests. And I thought to myself, I thought, boy, some of these people really have a vested interest in not, you know, lowering your assessed values.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, you know, is that a conflict of interest to have a board like that?
Well, let's see. The person, what happens is the mayor, through his office, they put together the applicants for the Board of Equalization. The applicants then get reviewed by the attorney's office in case there might be conflict of interest. Then they go to the borough assembly for approval. And that's how you get appointed about anything. So usually you want to see a real estate background on the Board of Equalization, a real estate background one way or another. I was on the board for 8 years, and I never had a conflict of interest because no one came before me that was a present client. That's what they look at. Is this a client of yours? Is it a past client? Yeah, this is a past client of mine. You might recuse yourself, but I'd always tell people, this is a past client of mine, and it's neither here nor there. So,
yeah, I guess conflict of interest is a little too narrowing, but their vested interest, you know, realtors, you know, the better they can make a house sale or for more they can sell, their profit is more.
No, you know, I never saw that. You know, I had on there a couple of realtors with me on the Board of Equalization, and I never saw that, never hinted at that. And what would happen, what would invariably happen, if you had a background in real estate and you were appealing your assessment, it never got to the Board of Appeals. It never got there. You got the value figured out well before that with the assessor's office.
Uh-huh.
But what happens is John Q. Public, they're going against the assessor's department.
Right.
And do you think they're going to make as good as a proposal or demonstration of value as the assessor's office will? Because this is what they do. And, you know, they'd have like 35 appeals before the Board of Equalization. And their goal was to win 35 times. If they're there, their goal is to win.
Right.
And so the best presentation would usually win. And I saw a few times where, you know, the person with a big name would not make that good of a presentation.
Right.
But theirs would be lowered. And I never did that. I never did that. And, but just the way it is, just the way it was.
Yeah, just seemed odd when you were rattling off those who were on those type of boards or committees.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah.
So how was your process, you know, going to the Board of Game?
Well, I understand. That's why I had to recant from conflict of interest to just a vested interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, overall, that, you know, this is my industry.
Yeah.
Know, and these are, you know, my cohorts or people in the industry.
Yeah.
You know, we all want to make money and make as much as we can. So we don't want to see a rash of lowering of assessed values. And then, you know, same from the governance, you know, the borough or the city, you know, they don't want to see a reduction in income coming in because assessed values are down. That's why we have the pyramid scheme that we do for creating our two-part deal.
Yeah.
Drop the mill rate and raise the assessment.
And this, boy, did the assessments go up, and they followed them. And as I said, you know, the appraiser who does mine, I've known him since I was about 8 years old. And, you know, I told him this year, yeah, you know, you brought me up about 23%, but I'm still $2,000 of what I believe is undervalue. And he looked at me this sort of shocked and happy. He goes, no one ever says that. I go, I've known you since I was 8. My goodness.
Yeah. No, and then there's the situations where you have new construction and sales going on for anywhere from 500 to $750,000, like is on my road. And, you know, nowhere near is my place like that. But, you know, that just gives justification to raise the value.
Yep. Hey, can I put you on hold over the
another meeting today?
What's that?
I got to go to another meeting right now today.
Okay, I got to go. We got halftime coming up. Take care, buddy. Appreciate the call, Al. Fairbanks, we're going to take a break for some commercials, some news, and a few other things. Here we go.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The wildfires in Maui, blamed for at least 106 deaths, also destroyed many neighborhoods. Heather Gannis lives in hard-hit Lahaina.
We went to see our home yesterday, and there's nothing left. Nothing left. Our town is devastated.
The White House says President Biden and the First Lady will fly to Hawaii Monday to view the damage and the federal response. After a plea agreement between Hunter Biden's lawyers and prosecutors was struck down, one of Biden's attorneys is asking to be released from the case.
Christopher Clark filing a motion saying he may become a witness after negotiating the plea agreement that fell through. High-profile D.C. attorney Abby Lowell has been added to the younger Biden's legal team.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Biden administration is announcing nearly $200 million in federal infrastructure grants to upgrade tunnels that carry streams beneath roads but can be deadly to fish that get stuck trying to pass through. Many of these passages, known as culverts, were built in the 1950s. They're blamed in part for declining populations of salmon and other fish that live in the ocean but return to freshwater streams to spawn. Although the bulk of the money is going to Pacific states such as Alaska and Washington, there's also a large amount for Maine and a few other East Coast states. Finally, the U.S. government will be putting more money toward getting electricity to Native American communities. The Interior Department announced the Tribal Electrification Program on Tuesday, saying it will be funded by an initial $72.5 million as the Biden administration looks to funnel more money toward climate and renewable energy projects. In 2022, the federal government issued a report citing that nearly 17,000 tribal homes were without electricity, with the most being in the Southwest and in Alaska.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Are you losing Medicaid? Avoid a gap in coverage. Connect with a local healthcare navigator to learn about your coverage options, including healthcare.gov. A navigator can help you find a plan that best fits your needs, check to see what cost savings you qualify for, and help you enroll. The help is free, confidential, and available in person, online, or by phone. Call 211 to connect with a local healthcare navigator today.
Summer of Jeep at Jeans, with employee pricing on Wrangler and Jeep Gladiator.
Louder? Employee pricing. Very limited time. Now through August 31st, Jeans has employee pricing on Gladiator and Wrangler Jeeps. Bonus? Okay. No payments for 90 days. Employee pricing and no payments for 90 days. Jeans, the official dealership of Life in Alaska. Based on national offer limitations apply. See dealer for details. Must take delivery from dealer stock by August 31st, 2023.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Are there large or dark veins in your legs that itch or ache? Do your legs swell or fatigue easily? You may be suffering from vein disease that could reduce your ability to perform basic daily activities. The team at Alaska Vein Care will help address your varicose veins and spider veins. Treatment is quick and minimally invasive, with many patients returning to work the next day. To get started, give them a call at 907-334-3347 or visit their website at alaskaveincare.com. Alaska Vein Care, where will your legs take you?
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I want you to call in if you've been through the new intersection there on Airport Road, Steese Expressway, Richardson Highway, or if you have a cure for a pulled hamstring that I don't know about, because I've been getting lots of people giving me good ideas. But it seems like the best thing so far is heat treatment on it. And the pads helped. The Bengay phase one helped. Atomic bomb helped. The pads helped. And then I think tonight some type of soaking in a tub with some sort of healing potions. Going to do that. But, you know, I'm recovering fast. And, you know, so here I was in Creamer's Field, of all places, not Birch Hill, not, you know, doing, you know, some monumental thing, just walking on the trail, on the path, on the gravel path, compacted graveled path at Birch Hill, and bam, there it went. You know, I figured it was because new boots, new way of moving my leg, and that's what did it. But I would like to say it happened during some incredible adventure or endeavor, but no. Pulled a hamstring on a on a compacted pea gravel trail. Ah, boy, what the heck. But almost repaired, had a good mile and a half walk this morning, like the dog cared, and it was a beautiful morning. You know, this time of year, we got about a month and a half left of this till the 1st of October. We're going to have those nice morning crisp walks or those nice morning, you know, sitting outside having your coffee, whatever it is. Nice outside without too much snow or too bad a weather where it's uncomfortable. And so I'm just enjoying every moment I can of it. Me and the dog, you know, he's 9 years old. I'm 63. We're just enjoying fall. And this is the beginning of fall. So I hope you do too. I hope you do too. Fishing, my goodness. Valdez. The Silver Salmon Derby. It's that time of year. Everyone's going down there. They're in. They're getting caught. They're enjoying themselves. We have three commercials on it per day for 2 minutes. Go figure. But that's what happens in fall. Where do you like to go? You know, I enjoy Birch Hill, Creamer's Field, Tanaw Lakes. Oh, great, great area out there. You can go duck hunting out there. They have places out there for you to go duck hunting because the Ducks Unlimited was one of the groups that really cleaned up that area and put it all together. And they made sure that duck hunting was certified out there. You can go fishing out there. You can take a boat out there. You can take a kayak out there. You can take sunscreen out there. That's a great location. It really is. Cross-country skis, ice skating in the winter. It's all there. But right now, it's just great to go out there. Hike the trails out there at Tanaw Lakes. Go do that. You probably have about one more weekend of, you know, doing things on the water out there before it gets too cold where you're going to be looking at hunting on the water. What the heck? And again, I have a new superpower, and it's being able to smell menthol. Oh, boy. So, but what about that? Now, yesterday, we went through the News Miners Top Choice Awards, or whatever they want to call that. And I'm skeptical on those because it's who turned in a card. How many people turned in cards? Part of me is skeptical. But other parts of me says, hold it, I've never heard of this business. Or I've never heard of this eatery. I've never heard of this person. So maybe I should try that out. Maybe I should try this restaurant, this food truck, things like that. So it does open my eyes for that. So I don't want to totally discredit it, but it's basically who gets the most cards turned in. It's all it is. It's not them doing a rating, them calling out or anything like that. It's who gets the most cards turned in. So if you have a business and you want to be the top choice of your category, you don't have to do. Enjoy it. My goodness. So today, right now, the farmer's market is open, so I would suggest you go out there. They're starting to get good stuff out there. And I've always found that Wednesday is a lot more calmer. You don't get as many of the shops that or the vendors that are open, but you get the gardens out there. You get the people with gardens out there, and that's always good. So enjoy that. Think about that and do that. So hopefully you get out there sometime. It's open till what? Mid-September. And right now it's mid-August. It starts in mid-May, so it's on the final quarter of it. Now, I have to bring this up. What don't you hear? What don't you hear? You don't hear construction equipment going on in the background. We're on the downside of that, too. They open up the intersection there at Airport, Stees, and Richardson. Now, here's what you don't know it. Next year, they're going to be redoing the entry at Fort Wainwright because those gates, the security gates that are supposed to pop up, well, they have to replace those because the designers didn't take into account the Arctic engineering needed in Fairbanks, Alaska. So that's going to be all torn up. So they're going to be rerouting everyone to the Badger Gate or the other gate. So road construction, always having it. We're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFUR Radio, and your name is?
Mel.
Hello, Mel.
Yeah, what's going on at University Avenue, man? That's been tied up forever.
Phase 6, the final phase.
Which is?
From what I would say where Sophie starts to Davis Road. The final phase.
But you still can't get through to Davis Road from
No, you can't. You got to drive all the way around.
What are they doing, though, exactly? What?
Just redoing the road. It's a six-phase project. They started out at college and university and went all the way south to Mitchell Expressway. They put a new bridge. It's a six-year project, and this is the final.
When will it be done?
What's that?
When will it be done?
I do not know, but I hopefully by about September 15th to October 1st.
Oh, that's some good news. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah. It's DOT. It's just phase 6. And yeah, you know, remember when they knocked out two bridges at the same time? They had both Wendell Street and the University Avenue Bridge down. So all that pressure went to Pegger Road, Cushman, you know, going and Barnett Street, all that pressure. Two out of the five bridges were down. Getting out of the downtown, I remember getting out of the downtown at that time, you know, you'd start at 4 and you'd get out by about 4:30. You would just get coming out Cushman to Illinois Street, trying to get out at that time. Just a conundrum. And I'm being polite with that word. But Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're again at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. And yeah, we got to use a 907 now. So back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers' new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. I should have got some for my co-pilot. Just kidding, Brad.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get $10 off your purchase of $30 or more when you buy a travel service. Staples, your first stop to nonstop travel. Ends 9/16. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
KFAR weather.
Isolated thunderstorms likely today. Otherwise, overcast skies. Highs around 71. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 50. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 61. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Perus here in the studio. Again, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. It's interesting the things you see, that I see when I walk in here. We're going to talk about dress codes. What are dress codes like in a radio station? Well, from the top down, it gets fairly entertaining. Radio personalities Perry Z and VMAX, they believe that every day of summer, beginning like May 1 through September 31st, they're going to wear shorts. Now, Perry Z, he's got that along with low-sided shoes with low-sided socks, but he also wears a long-sleeve shirt, usually pink, red, in nature, and he has the arm sleeves rolled up, just one. So he's got a look. He's got a look. He's a stylish machine. He really is. Then you have VMAX. Now, VMAX, he's got the shorts, and they're working shorts. I mean, he's running out to go fishing, biking, running, where Perry Z, his are dress shorts. He's there for style. VMAX, he's there to go play a basketball game or golf, do whatever. And then VMAX, his shirt is just, it can be anything. Usually short sleeve, long sleeve on a cooler day like right today. But always, they're both always in shorts, low-cut sneakers. Shirts are different. Attitudes are great. That's what I walk into. 4 days a week. Great personalities. Unique clothing attire. Gets interesting, that's for sure. Anyway, dress codes. Do you have one in your, where you're at? Where you work? no shirt, no shoes, no service. Well, here it's a little bit different, but they all get it done. Polaris Building. We've turned the building over to the contractor. He's going to start doing it, and you're not going to see the building coming down anytime soon. What they're going to do is they're going to start gutting the interior before they start taking down the floors. And what they'll do is they're going to poke holes on each floor to the outside. And that's where they're going to be dropping the debris, you know, be it bagged inside or down a chute and then bagged outside. And then from the debris that they pull out, they determine, okay, is this going to, most of it on the inside, goes directly to landfill. The concrete on the outside, that goes directly to Oregon. But it has started. So I'm not going to be bringing any more tours up through there. Well, maybe one, a few more people if they're in town. And we'll do that. But I brought three tours through there. And it started with me and a couple of the engineers. And then the people at the radio station here, they were mad because they were left out. So I brought some of them. And they brought some of their family and friends. So I had about 12, 14 people going up there. And then it went all over Facebook. And then I had other people, you know, feeling left out. So on Monday, the last group went up there. And if you didn't make it, don't worry. You're not missing anything. It's pretty beat up in there. But I was able to do it. And a lot of people, this is what gets me. You know, I've been in there three times and I come out all good to go. Other people, they're pulling stuff out and carrying, you know, they're looking for stuff. They're the hoarders, the pack rats, you know, carrying stuff down that weighs, you know, 70 to 120 pounds down 10 to 11 flights of stairs. And I'm just in amazement. My goodness, you know, how do you get that mirror? How do you get that furniture down here? You know, Glenner, he brought down a couple plateworth items, which is easy. His wife, Maria, she brought down artwork, you know, the 1990s generic art in every hallway or every room up there. A couple of people brought that out, so it got pretty entertaining. A lot of fun. But what the heck. So, but we're done with that, and I'd say probably in April and May, you'll start seeing the building itself come down. We're going to have a final going away party for it. Probably sometime in 1st of May when they're ready to start taking down the building itself. We have the people with the EPA Region 10. They want to come up for a celebration on it. This is big for them. They've never done anything like this before, so this is big for them. So we'll get them involved. We'll give them some time in the sun and let them enjoy themselves. And that's what we do. Yeah, no more Peregrine Falcons there. But here, all of a sudden, Ned Rozelle, he writes an article on the disappearing of Peregrine Falcons on the lower Yukon area. Holy cow. Everything's about falcons now, the peregrine, migrating species. Learned all about that. Only in Fairbanks, only in the Polaris building, only in Alaska. But we're in fall, so they'd probably be migrating back here in a little bit. You're going to be seeing a lot of migratory fowl come through Fairbanks over the next 30 days. Mid-August to mid-September. Then from the mid-September to the mid-October, the greenhead mallards come through. And there's your migration. The Delta Clearwater, they're going to get there. Silver salmon mid-September up there. Not going to be worth anything eating, but they're fun to catch. That's a fun fish to catch. So, hey, get down to Valdez or someplace closer that you can catch a silver salmon on. They've had an incredible return of red salmon this year on the Chitna. You know, how many people went down the Chitna and limited out with their 50 or 53 fish, whatever it was, they had a great return on the Copper River up to the Chitna, but the Yukon River drainage, the Kuskokwim River drainage, oh my goodness, horrible. Bristol Bay, great. Kenai River, they don't even let you fish for a king salmon anymore there. But they had a good red salmon return. There's many parts of this conundrum of fish returns that need to be solved. And there's not one that dominates it so much where if you change it, you change the returns. Nope. We're coming into election season. Start looking for stuff on your door, people knocking on your door, people waving signs, events that'll be happening, It's that time of year. It's fall. It's my favorite time of year. It really is. You know, first of all, I love Fairbanks. Love all the time here. But there's nothing like mid-August through that first week of October. That's 7 to 8 weeks that you get where we're putting the interior to bed for the winter. And it's a slow process. It's a beautiful process. And the process has begun. Our construction season is winding down. Our political season is winding up and then stops. And then we have winter. How much fun can it be? But it's coming soon. So be thinking of that. Be looking at your outdoor activities on the deck for grilling and food and everything. I'm going to be going to stock up on filling up my tanks of propane, doing that. Tomorrow, I am cooking a beer butt chicken, but I'm going to be doing it on my Big Green Egg. Then I'm going to take that, and there's nothing so succulent as the breast meat of a chicken cooked that way, because what you're doing is you're poaching or the inside, and you're baking the outside. And it just makes that chicken the so darn tender. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that, and then I'm going to slice up that chicken breast, and I'm going to make a homemade Caesar salad and put it on top. So I'll have a Caesar salad with beer butt chicken. And I'll probably use herbs de Provence, and I'll use some tarragon from my herb garden as ways to spice it up. And then I'm going to make you can get fresh steamer clams and mussels every Thursday and Saturday at Safeway. If the steamers are in, I'm going to make some clam linguine, which is always fun. I enjoy doing that, and that's a wonderful process. I'll have some people over, and we'll see how it turns out, but it should be good. After all, my theory, my lexicon is, if I screw up dinner, pizza's 30 minutes out, we don't have to worry. I know, what an attitude. And I've screwed up a few dinners, believe me. So, pizza's 30 minutes out. And when we were talking yesterday about some of the Reader's Choice Awards, pizza. Fairbanks has great pizza. Of course, most places have great pizza. But I guess my thought is, do you want to go to a restaurant and have a pizza, or do you want to go to a place that just only does pizza? And Bobby's, the Giraldo's, out there at the Red Fox, great pizzas. Then you have the other pizzas at the local places here, the Firehouse. Boy, so many good ones. Go get them. And the best burgers. Oh, try the burger at the Greens. The burger at the Greens is very, very good. They've had a couple of them. And it's the same owner as the Burger Zone, DW Grill, Fender's, Brewster's. So many good places for so many good food. So when you read the Reader's Choice, it's going to get you hungry. You're going to say, I've never heard of this place. And if it's food, I'm saying to myself, I got to go try this place. What the heck? So Fairbanks, that's our show for today. You have a great afternoon. And I'll see you on Friday with Maggie Matheson.